He is convicted.
All right, a Rhode Island high school that fired all of its teachers now plans to give them their jobs back. The news comes after Central Falls High School and the teachers union agreed on some new standards. Nearly 100 teachers were fired because students were underperforming. Now, part of this agreement calls for longer hours and more after-school tutoring sessions. The teachers will be voting on this deal today. And a Houston area teacher now apologizing for repeatedly hitting a student in her classroom. Have you seen this video? Look at this with me. This was back on April 29th, caught on a cell phone video. You see, that's Sherry Lynn Davis. She's actually the teacher in the blue shirt, the student, on the ground, 13 years old. Davis, by the way, fired last week.
I am without excuse for my actions, because I know this has been a painful situation and an incident that I truly regret. If I could go back again, I would do things much, much differently.
Well, Davis's attorney says the case will be highlighting security problems at that charter school. By the way, the particular incident started after students locked Davis out of her classroom while she was breaking up a fight in that hallway. The boy's family is suing Davis and suing the school. A California man finally free after serving 16 years for a crime he didn't commit. This is Reggie Cole. He actually walked out of a California prison over the weekend thanking the California Innocence Project and law school students who worked diligently on his case. Attorneys were able to successfully argue that Cole's 1994 murder conviction was based on evidence that was simply fabricated.
It takes, again, a very special, strong kind of person to make it through 16 years of incarceration and keep fighting for their freedom.
The only way I can think to repay them is to go out in society and prove that I've spent these last 16 years preparing myself to be free.
Cole's life sentence was actually thrown out last July, but he still had to finish a manslaughter sentence for killing a fellow inmate. He now says he wants to get his GED and study.